So how did you get interested in art?
I love art because that's part of rock and roll, you know. So I've always been an admirer of paintings and things like that, you know. But this particular project came from out of the blue, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms that there was a company called Scene 4 who Scene 4 approached me, and they historically have a background we've doing this with other drummers. And so my publicist presented it to me and said, look, there's a team here, team of photographs, to photographers that put things together when you play drums, you know. And I thought, okay, well, let's investigate, let's see what's going on. And so I took an interest in it. And really, I was kind of very kind of almost very black and white about it because I really didn't know where this thing would develop to and how much expanse it would cover, both spiritually, emotionally, and artistically. What happened was I showed up and with my drums. We were in a blackened room, and they said, play for an hour and a half. Well, I said, okay, let's do that then. And they wanted pretty much rigorous playing, which I gave them, and I was happy to do that. I needed to have a bit of a stretch. And I felt like there were about at least four or five cameras going off simultaneously. And they were saying, I could hear over my cymbal sound, great, more, you know.
Yeah.
And I was given different colored sticks. As a matter of fact, when I was playing, they would change the sticks out in my hand. And I was given different colored brushes. Not the normal brushes that we would use as drummers, but just these brushes that had, I think they were specially made. I think they designed them, you know, where they had special lighting and all different colors, and they changed color, the colors changed color. And so after about 10 minutes, what happened was I began to see the kind of the swirls. It's just like a kid at Disneyland, you know, when they have those, you know, swirly things, and mm-hmm. you get mesmerized by the shape and the flow and the pattern that's being made.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started happening to me. It was very, a very childlike experience, I guess, in that way. So I just had a lot of fun playing through my cymbals and on my floor toms. It was brilliant because I was able to play a lot of floor tom stuff. But at the same time, I saw all the different shapes and colors that were coming from playing like this. So it turned out to be quite a nice experience in its initial shoot. A couple of weeks later, we did another shoot where everybody was standing on ladders, and, you know, different angles, lights in the bass drum, all kinds of stuff, you know. And I really stayed out of what Scene 4 were actually doing. They seemed to know where they wanted to go at the time. So I felt like I was more like a... the guy playing drums, you know. It wasn't until the guy in Scene 4 showed me the pictures and asked me to title the pictures that things started to pop for me, because I felt quite honoured that they wanted me to be involved in the artwork at what was to become quite a different level entirely in terms of emotional and spiritual progress. So, and that's how we got started with this.
Do you think it's almost like a drummer thing? I mean, there's the drummer from Incubus, the drummer from Def Leppard, Lars Ulrich from Metallica, they all have this love of fine art. Do you think it's just something that, you know, drummers are drawn to more than other musicians?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of musicians who love their art that's hanging on the walls, you know. I don't know, you know, I like being involved, you know, so, and what I mean by that is in the past, I've been involved in some of the Black Sabbath albums, and I've always, you know, kind of taken an interest in our artwork. That wasn't available to us with the first album or the second album, but by the time we got to Masters of Reality, all of us, the entire band, we were taking an interest in the art of it, and also to the point where I always kept one eye open, if you like, on learning behind the scenes, production of art and how that comes about. And so, and even today, I mean, in my life right now with you, this moment, this hour, we're working on things which are not related to the art collection, but you know, they're to do with other things that I'm hoping to produce in the future, work logos, merchandise, things. So I'm always interested in looking at things that are artistic, period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if it's a common thread between drummers. I know Lars likes his art. In fact, I think he's a collector.
Yes.
Of fine art, so.
How do you want this collection to be looked at a couple of years from now? You know, someone stumbles across it, or they, you know, they're on Google and they're searching around and they come across this. How do you want them to be affected by it?
Well, I hope that they be able to connect spiritually or emotionally to the painting. I've let them know. I've let the viewer know how I've been affected by it, and how it looked to me. And of course, it may look completely different to them, but I hope it'll have some kind of contact. It'll be something that's shared between them and myself, and I think if that can be accomplished, then we've made something very nice, you know.
Okay, away from the art for a second, during your time with Black Sabbath, you also sang a bit. And your vocal prowess is very, very underrated. Like, It's All Right is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
How did that all come about, that you were the one that, you know, was picked to sing that song? What was the inspiration and influence behind that song?
Well, by the time It's All Right came out, all of us as individuals, we were all starting to write individually. Not only did we collaborate, but we also were now writing in our homes different ideas, different things, and there was quite a plethora of music that was building up, and, you know, amongst a number of different ideas that I had, I had It's All Right, you know, and so I know the guys liked it, you know, they just liked it, and it was as simple as being a track short, you know. And I think it was Ozzy that suggested, let Bill do It's All Right, you know. And I felt a bit weird. I mean, I felt a bit, specify weird. I felt a bit uncomfortable, you know. It's like a Sabbath track, and I'm singing a rather softer song.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seemed a little odd, you know. But I don't know, it all, at the time, it seemed okay to do it. And I had the full support of the band, you know, and Tony put in that brilliant guitar solo. He just came up with that on the spot, and it's like, oh, my God, that's great, you know. so that was it. I mean, we put it down, we left it alone, and then, you know, if they liked it, they liked it. You know, it was just a bit of an odd track to have on a relatively strong album or a heavy album, you know. So I'm rather pleased that it got on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, it went on to bigger and better things, I guess, because Guns N' Roses covered it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I thought, I loved their version of it. They did a great version of It's All Right, so. I'm happy with it, you know.
Moving forward, what do you think your goals are musically and in terms of art? What are you looking to get accomplished in the next couple of years?
Well, I've got some albums definitely in the works. I've got one album right now that is about probably 20 days away from a 20 session days away from mastering, and that's a pretty heavy album. I've been working on it for about 4 years.
Wow.
It's called Accountable Beasts, and so I'm hoping to come to terms with the final mix on that. It takes me a long time because what we do is with our income, our financial income, we just take a little bit of money each month and save it up so that we can go into the studio and we get a bit more done and a bit more done and a bit more done. So it's very much homemade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to have that. And I got another album which I started a long time ago, which is Beyond Aston, which is kind of in pre-mix stage. But we probably won't get to that. I'm hoping that if we can get to it in 2014, that would be fantastic. So we have that, and then I have another album as well behind that one. I'm writing for some other people. I've got a book of poems, which I've been working on for about the last 3 years,
wow.
4 years. So I'm really active in writing, and the book of poems has marvelous pictures in it. Chris Wagner is the photographer that I work with, and he's got so many good pictures. And sometimes what we'll do is we'll make a picture for the poem, or I'll write a poem for the picture. Excuse me, and I love doing it. It's just very therapeutic to do that, you know. So that ought to take up at least another 2 years. Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are underway, you know, and there's always I don't know that, you know, I'm you know, a lot of people you know, they're wondering what might be happening to me regarding Black Sabbath, and I've got an open mind to all that, you know. So mm-hmm. Whether anything will come from that, I don't know. Of course, I can't really talk about it a lot, but I have an open mind there as well, you know. I do miss the band, so we'll have to see what might come from that, if anything comes from that, you know. So there's a lot that's, you know, and they actually stay quite busy.